Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The dead don't speak, but their stories do. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
How do you think this then affects the case against Sheriff Steins here for the murder? I mean, just last week we were talking about they were floating the possibility of the death penalty around, which seemed rather premature for something like this. But now you get into this, I guess it's really going to depend a lot on what did he know and when did he know it in terms of his reaction.
100%. I mean, typically you kill a public official, it's death penalty eligible. Mm-hmm. So they're always going to talk about that. So, you know, once his lawyer, and I'm talking about Stein's lawyer, starts digging into this case, which he has, and, you know, they're going to start uncovering things. I know, based on some research I've done, that they're desperately trying to get the attorney general's investigation and discovery from the attorney general regarding Fields. Mm-hmm. And what they uncovered in their investigation. You know, so they're digging. They're trying to figure out how they're going to be able to corroborate exactly what their client is probably telling them happened. Mm-hmm. You know, and what was the cause of this thing. So it's going to be one of those cases that I think is going to blow minds, to be honest. Yeah. With you. I think there's going to be, I mean, if these allegations with respect to Judge Kevin Mullins are true, that is like just unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a judge that is, in exchange for sexual favors, you know, providing leniency to defendants in cases, man, it is going to be unbelievable. And then you have to try to figure out, if you're the prosecutor's office, how do you factor that in? Like, because we do not live in a vigilante country. We can't just go take the law into our own hands. We've talked about this multiple times on different cases.
Yeah.
Can't do it, you know, but how does that affect what you charge them with?
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
so it's going to be really interesting.
None of this, it's not like anybody here has absolute power. These are systems of multiple people that have to know what the right hand and left hand are doing of the others to make this all work. So then it goes to the next question. Who else knew? Did the DA know that this was going on? Because it's not, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but as far as my knowledge of the judicial system, the judge doesn't typically take defendants back into their chambers privately on a regular basis for intimate time together without their attorneys.
You are not wrong, Tony. I've never seen a judge take a defendant back in chambers. Ever, under any circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even, I've had cases where we're on record in chambers and they won't allow the defendant to come back, who mm-hmm. technically has a right to be back there
you know,
for every part of the proceedings. But dude, no, that does not happen. That is not a normal thing.
You would think there'd be people going, this is kind of odd. He keeps having these female defendants that have, you know, I'm going to guess somewhat minor charges that he could bump around his way. And I'm not trying to make a pun. I really was not.
I think you were.
I think I did inadvertently, but I was not trying to make a pun. And I would think somebody would have raised an eyebrow going, it's kind of odd. Maybe what's going on back there?
I mean, especially like his bailiff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a judge's bailiff and their court clerk, they know everything that's going on in a judge's chambers. They know all the judge's business. Because those two people in particular, like the primary bailiff for the judge, that's like their security.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the equivalent of like you having a bodyguard. That's what your bailiff is. And your court clerk is just all up in your business. You know, in terms of dispositions on cases,
How would they not know?
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, because like when the clerk is entering a disposition and say, for instance, that clerk is privy to that defendant going back in chambers. And then at some point during that defendant's next court date, she gets some kind of nolle pros, or the judge does something that really changes the course of her case in a significant way. And that clerk has to enter it into the system. I mean, you don't think that clerk's putting it together?
Yeah.
I mean, people had to know is the point. People had to know.
And he's been on the bench for 15 years. So this is going to take a lot of, I mean, there's got to be defense attorneys just like chomping at the bit here on old cases going, oh, I think we can take a look at this again.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's such a great point, because the ramifications, if this stuff starts to come to light, like every single defendant that's ever been sentenced, that's ever had a trial in front of that judge, everybody's going to want to look at everything that he's done. You know, I mean, because if the allegations are true, he lost his way at some point. You know, we don't know when. You know, I would tend to believe that it wasn't early on in his career on the bench. It's probably, you know, later on after he's been up there for a while, real comfortable, you know, just kind of running shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, starts to take some liberties and, you know, gets away with it. And then it just kind of snowballs. But I mean, at this point, there's just allegations. Yeah. I mean, whatever that recording that Banfield's producer dug up, though.
Yeah.
Pretty damning. It's pretty damning.
If true, pretty damning. Yeah. And I'm imagining there's probably a lot more that is known that we do not know yet. And I'm thinking there's probably, my guess is there's a lot more people that are going to be brought up in this.
Without question. Yeah. And you know what, man? We're going to know soon enough.
Not going to be a happy holiday for some folks. Be a fun one to explain around the Christmas tree. Hey, guess why? Let's put the kids.
I bet you there's a, could you imagine being a fly on the wall in that courthouse? Mm-mm. Whoo, man. No. Oh, geez. Yeah. A lot of stress. Stress levels are rising down in, what is it? Lector County, Kentucky. The stress levels are rising, man.
So, threat level midnight. The son of Diddy, Christian Combs, now facing civil charges, a suit being brought against him by a former yacht stewardess, alleging sexual assault and battery during a July 2022 yacht trip. Alleges claims that there was emotional and physical distress resulting from the incident. Eventually, it was broken up because somebody walked in and allowed her to escape. It doesn't sound all that different than what Daddy's being accused of in many different cases. Bob Mana, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, joining us. Are you at all surprised by this coming down?
No, I'm saddened, though. You know, but it's like you have we certainly knew that the family was going to have to get sucked in it at some point, especially his older sons. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you figure if you're Diddy, who do you trust more than your kid?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So just in terms of like what level of involvement there was, I mean, is yet to be determined, but no, I'm not surprised. Are you surprised?
Not remotely at all. It's sad because there's a level of this where, yes, Christian is certainly an adult, but you also, you know, you take a look at it from a humanistic standpoint of this is what he was brought up around. He probably doesn't really know all that different. Should he? Yes, without a doubt. There's no excuse for these behaviors, but I think he was in such an insulated world that he thought this was normal. And unfortunately, it's true, obviously, man. It's not. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. And it's what's that defense that they've come up with? Affluenza. have you heard of that defense?
I'm too affluent to have this affect me, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so affluent that you're not used to what is right and wrong in the regular world, that you've been handed everything. You don't have like a real real way to judge right from wrong.
Yeah.
You don't have the ability to be able to, just because you've been so insulated by wealth.
Yeah.
and thought to believe that everything's at your disposal and that basically you're untouchable, like, all those things, you know, for Diddy, don't help him.
No.
When you're talking about one of his kids who's brought up in that, you know, you can't help but wonder if that's kind of a legitimate defense. Now, that can't be a defense in a civil suit, but if he gets wrapped up in some kind of criminal charges, which are certainly not beyond the scope, I mean, that's kind of how the cases against Diddy arose out of these civil suits. So,
I mean, you know, if you really break it down, I mean, it's a form of abuse. If this is how you raised your child and this is how they think that this is appropriate, you abuse the hell out of your kid. That they now think this way. Then we, of course, we come to the crossroads. Okay, you're an adult, though. You can make your own decisions, and you should, in theory, know what right from wrong is. But, I mean, we look at other cases, too, when kids and young adults are brought up in cults, which essentially this kind of is one, and it's a very different way. And we have empathy for those people going, well, they were really... But in something like this, it's a lot harder to have empathy because it's such grotesque and such... predatory type behavior.
Yeah, it really is. And it's, you know, but I mean, it's kind of par for the course with Diddy though, mm-hmm. right? You know, I mean, it's just sad to know that his own kids probably were suffering the same type of manipulation and abuse that, you know, perfect strangers were as well. You know, I mean, it's just, it's one of those things where this dude was living on another planet. Talking about Diddy, you know, he thought he was untouchable, you know, and like, he lost, you know, talking about people that lost their way, you know, and we talked about this, you know, a few episodes ago where, you know, when you get that kind of money, man, you just kind of lose the grasp on reality.
Yeah.
You just do, you know, it's like that much money is always going to create issues, and it's always going to create issues with perceived power, you know, and what you can get away with. You know, the dude thought he was a kingmaker, and he was in a lot of different ways in the music industry, you know, and he flexed using all of that influence he had and power in really evil ways, man. Yeah. So,
and it's true. I mean, did he one who lost his way? Yes, he did. When it comes to the kids, though, it's like they never had a way. They had nothing to lose because they never had that jump off point of, okay, right, wrong. They've just always been brought up. And then that's where you look at it with a little more empathy, but it's hard because essentially, you know, he raised, if these allegations are true, some little vipers who are out there in the world that can cause a lot of damage and ruin a lot of lives. Yep. So there's no just looking the other way, but then what do you do with people like that when they're out there now? Like, okay, lock them up if they did these horrible things to protect.
Yeah, society. And I mean, the civil side of it's just money.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, where it's going to get real scary is when the criminal charges start rolling in, which it seems like they're going to have to, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what's happening on the Diddy side. I'm sure they're looking at all the allegations against the kids as well, going, is this a criminal territory? And if it is, I'm sure that will be meant that way as well.
100%, man. 100%.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.